but no one to want to watch out. Reliable, easy to use, our basic and education plan. Using a Batumba.
By Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. 7-year-old girl allegedly beaten to death by fellow pupils. Lusaka businessman arrested for corrupt practices involving 60,000 kwacha. And in global news, U.S. halts all asylum claim decisions after National Guard shooting. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. A 7-year-old girl from Mwandi district in Western Province has allegedly been beaten to death by three of her friends after a quarrel. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says the incident happened yesterday around 09 hours in the Mwazamba area. Mr. Chilabi says police later received a report at about 18:30 hours indicating that the victim, Mwaka Sifukama, a grade 1 pupil at a local primary school, had been assaulted by three fellow pupils, resulting in her death. According to Mr. Chilabi, preliminary investigations show that the children were walking to school together when a dispute broke out, leading the three pupils to beat the deceased, causing fatal injuries. She was pronounced dead upon arrival at the hospital, and her body has been placed in the mortuary at Mwandi Mission Hospital as a post-mortem examination awaits to determine the exact cause of death. Meanwhile, the children alleged to be involved are now under the care of the Department of Social Welfare, which is implementing child protection measures to ensure they receive the necessary support.
Police received the report later the same day, around 18:30, indicating that a grade 1 pupil at a local primary school, identified as Mwaka Sifukama, age 7, had been beaten to death by three fellow pupils. Preliminary investigations indicate that Mwaka Sifukama, now deceased, was in the company of three other pupils, a 10-year-old girl, a 9-year-old boy, and an 8-year-old girl. While on their way to school, the three reportedly quarreled with her and allegedly beat her, resulting in fatal injuries. Sticks and fists are reported to have been used in the act.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested a Lusaka businessman for corrupt practices involving 60,000 kwacha. ACC Acting Head Corporate Communications Unit, Chulufia Chisanga, says Henry Kasolo, aged 54, of plot 400V off Leopards Hill Road, Lusaka District, was arrested and charged with corrupt practices contrary to Section 19, Subsection 2 of the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012 of the Laws of Zambia. In a statement, Ms. Chisanga explains that particulars of the offence are that between 26th June 2025 and 27th June 2025 in Lusaka, Mr. Kasolo, a businessman, did corruptly offer and give 60,000 kwacha gratification to three public officers of the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC. She says this was a reward to facilitate the release of two Thailand nationals that had been apprehended by DEC officers and their seized compressed cannabis. The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, ZANAMAKA, has commended the government for its initiative of developing a 2 megawatts energy program for the 156 constituencies across the nation. Association President Mupira Kamea says the groundbreaking program holds immense significance for the informal economy operators, including marketeers, traders, small-scale farmers, and small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs. Mr. Kamea notes that the access to reliable and affordable energy will enable longer operating hours, improve processing, and reduce spoilage for agricultural products. He has expressed confidence that this will foster the development of local industries and services, strengthening community economies, as well as providing essential power for homes and public services in rural and peri-urban areas. Mr. Kamea has urged government to embrace a multi-sectoral approach to national development, completely moving away from isolated strategies.
We wish to extend our profound appreciation to the Zambian government for the commendable initiative of developing a 2-megawatt energy program for each of the 156 constituencies across the nation. This groundbreaking program holds immense significance for the informal economy operators, including marketeers, traders, small-scale farmers, and small, medium-sized enterprises, SMEs. Access to reliable and affordable energy will enable longer operating hours, improve our processing, and reduce spoilage for agricultural products.
The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has charged that the economic gains recorded under the UPND administration are yet to translate into improved household welfare despite declining inflation rates. CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelebai has noted that the slight reduction in the basic needs and nutrition basket has not made a significant impact on families struggling to meet essential requirements. Speaking to Phoenix News, Ms. Mukelebai explains that many citizens continue to face difficulties managing their expenses despite government indicators pointing to economic stability. Ms. Mukelebai has since called on authorities to focus on ensuring that economic gains translate into improved household welfare, particularly for vulnerable communities. According to the Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTATS, Zambia's annual inflation for November 2025 has reduced to 10.9%, down from 11.9% recorded in October 2025.
The real question that we continue to ask as an organization is always, are we translating these particular gains on the economic front into household welfare? The answer still remains no. When we look at the basic needs basket, yes, there's been very minimal reduction, which is not significant enough to impact or to give relief to the households. So prices of goods and services, including some food items, still remains high. Look at the cost of protein.
Doctors at the University Teaching Hospital's adult hospital have successfully concluded a live hands-on surgical workshop aimed to strengthen advanced treatment options for men living with severe and persistent erectile dysfunction, ED. UTH Adult Hospital Public Relations Officer Mwiza Mwia says the partnership with a visiting neurology specialist from Pakistan ran from 24th to 28th November 2025, which brought together UTH Adult Hospital's consultant urologist and senior registrar in a collaborative program designed to transfer skills.